Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we've been looking to see what the Bible says about evil that seems to pop up in our lives way too often. And we've seen that it doesn't have to. That there's divine power at hand to convince everyone that there aren't evil people out there who have to be destroyed, and that instead, we're what the Bible calls chosen vessels to express God's goodness. And this is the case even when evil screams it can't be stopped. Consider the case of Christ Jesus meeting a man the Bible describes as filled with a legion of evil spirits. Efforts to stop him from doing bad things have failed. When he sees Jesus, he declares that Jesus has nothing to do with him, suggesting that spirituality and divine power can't stop him. He'll continue running wild and doing bad things. But Jesus transforms this man named Legion. It's interesting that Legion was the term for bands of Roman troops occupying the area. They were an invasive force trying to inflict themselves on others. Maybe we can say that Jesus got the man to see evil wasn't native to him either. It just tried to take over, but really wasn't part of him. To everyone's amazement, the man was transformed. They found him with Jesus, at peace, and in his right mind. That power of good is just as active and present today. We don't have to see evil as unstoppable. May we instead see it as not native to us or anyone, and so play our role in diminishing evil in our world. Amen.